With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. By looking at the World Almanac with its 928 pages jammed with every conceivable statistic, fact, figure, list, and name, you'd never guess that it's prepared each year by a staff of just five. The 1987 edition of the World Almanac is in the bookstores and newsstands. Editor Mark Hoffman says the Almanac started in the 19th century as a handbook for journalists, but then faded.
In 1886, Joseph Pulitzer, who was then the publisher of the New York World paper here in New York, revived it. And his goal was to make it, this is a quote from him, a compendium of universal knowledge. It was also part of his efforts to raise money for the Statue of Liberty.
Mark Hoffman says he and his staff work from the middle of the book outward. You'll notice the center of the Almanac has material that doesn't change very often. Maps, historical facts, documents like the Constitution. The outer pages contain the most current events.
Like the World Series, like the chronology of news events, the obituary columns.
Mark Hoffman says it takes a special type of person to work on the Almanac, one who is willing to do a lot of research with sometimes small results.
The legwork that goes into gathering the data is extensive. It can take you weeks, sometimes months, sometimes even years, and the result can be a five-line table. We're dealing primarily with the federal government. You can talk on Tuesday to a director of information who'll tell you, please call back on Thursday. And you call back on Thursday, and that person is no longer there.
With all those numbers and statistics, how does editor Mark Hoffman avoid errors and typos?
Careful proofreading and prayer.
The 1987 World Almanac in paper and hardcover. And if you really want to impress someone, you can get the World Almanac in a leather-bound edition. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.